Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another woo.
Yeah, that's why I ain't do it this time.
I know. You can't woo twice in the same hour.
Yeah, whenever I think it is wrong, people think the time wrong.
It's true. People are like, wow, I'm 20 minutes late.
Yeah, what am I doing that?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get into a keys to the Falcons' victory over the Saints. Just a couple of minutes, let you hear from Raheem Morris as well as Kirk Cousins. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. Call us up and ask us anything.
Yeah, man, a couple listeners that come here frequently, but they always miss us, so they got here early today. So what's up, fellas, over at the bar? Like I said, the bar is filling up and everything, so hopefully we'll get to see y'all before we head up out of here. Because at, 2 o'clock,
Stuff to do, man.
Yeah. Which I have nothing to do today.
Oh,
but it's a nice day, so I'm gonna have to find something.
Date night tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
where you headed?
I don't know yet, but we're going somewhere. So
yeah,
that's all that matters.
I told them I would take them out today. Mm-hmm. They want to go over to the Battery to watch the movie, or whatever. And one of my favorite movies. I love Shrek.
Oh, Shrek's a great
movie. I love Shrek. I'm not gonna sit and watch it. I said I'll go with you. That don't mean I'm gonna sit there and watch it. So I'm gonna hang out at the Battery and smoke me some cigars.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Got it.
You know. More likely.
Sure.
And plus, I've already said, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give you a – because usually my phrase is always, I'll think about it, but I went ahead and said, yeah. And so, yeah.
Okay.
So I've been in the streets.
Now, we got the thumbs up from my mom.
Mama's here.
Last night, she'll watch them, whatever, hang out. So now he's like, that's the number one thing. It's like, all right, great, we'll leave. And then once we leave, it's like, all right, now what? Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
We'll just leave.
Don't matter.
We're just not going to be here.
Yeah.
For however long.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. Basically, my whole thing is just let me know when they're asleep. And then we'll start wrapping it up.
Like, why?
Because then I don't have to put them to sleep. Then they're asleep when we get home, and it's great.
They'll be asleep 2 hours after you get home.
Huh?
Like, why are you going to come? As soon as mom calls and says, the baby's asleep, y'all coming home?
No.
Oh, but okay.
I know they're asleep, then we can at least start to consider coming home.
Why?
Well, because I'm not coming home before they're asleep.
I know this. That's what I'm saying, Doug. Why don't you actually have y'all a midnighter? Like, stay up past midnight.
Too late.
Can't damn, homie.
I'm not staying up past midnight.
Wow.
I saw
the perfect.
These kids are going to be up at 6:15 tomorrow, no matter when I go to bed.
Then, hey, tough it out.
I don't want to
tough it out, man. It's always worth it when you have a good night with your wife to tough it out with them children.
And we are going to have a great night.
Stay out late. Nah. Now, because
I
saw this perfect reel about me and you whenever me and you are together. When it's just me and you and we hang out together, it's always like, you want to do one more shot? Hell yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's never the last
one. Yeah, and it's never the last one. But, all right. They call it. About time to go home, Andy. All right. You want to get one more? Yeah.
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right.
Make it two.
Yeah, make it two real quick. We'll double fist these shots.
I'm already excited, but like just for the sake of my organs, like a little bit nervous about the Vegas trip because we don't have to go home. No one's calling us.
Yeah.
It's just going to be us.
Yeah. What are you nervous?
Just what is going to take place inside.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get folks steady.
In that 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah, we're going to be.
Plane ride home is going to be
We're going to be folks. That is on the plane,
some,
right?
Yeah. Some weary folks on that flight back to Atlanta.
Yeah, man, we gonna. Hey, dog.
Jersey Mike's gonna be. You're gonna be there with us.
Oh, Jersey Mike's coming too.
God,
oh yeah, we gonna man. Please.
There it is.
No wife in Vegas, please. Or children.
Yeah.
Hey man, let me get folks daddy.
Just try to not get fired.
And we host the Vegas parties.
Right, we're parties and all that. We just got to be on the air at 8 a.m.
That's all, dude.
That's it.
No problem.
They didn't say shows have to be good.
They did not say that.
Just have to be on the radio.
No problem.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Like that day in Flowery Branch.
Oh, God. We thought we were just like, damn it. Both of us up there like, ugh.
Oh, gonna,
yeah, yeah. No, no, right. No. We're going to have a good time.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to have a good time, man.
It's going to be incredibly fun.
Really good time. That place we're going is awesome.
That's weeks from now.
Yes.
We're talking about the Falcons versus the Saints coming up on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's start. And maybe this is a part of the keys, but this is certainly somebody to think about from the Saints' perspective with Raheem Morris talking about Alvin Kamara.
He is a problem. You got to go
yep,
out there and
get
Alvin Kamara as much as possible. He's one of the best players in the National Football League. You know, the three guys that come to mind right now, Saquon, Alvin, and our guy. You know, and obviously Christian McCaffrey's been on the shelf, but, you know, those kind of guys that are dual threats the way they are, they certainly present him challenges all across the board. But first and foremost, you got to stop him as a runner, and then you got to prepare for him as a passer and a pass catcher. Not necessarily a pass, but a pass catcher. You got to prepare for all those things. And he is a dangerous guy, has been for a long time, and he certainly can hurt you if you allow him. So he's definitely one of those guys that you would consider a game wrecker, and
yep.
We got to prepare for him the right way.
Yep.
That's a key.
Yep.
That's
well, a key. That is number two on mine.
Yep.
That is number two on mine. Get a handle on Alvin Kamara. He's still one of the best players at his position in the National Football League. He can run it. We always talk about his balance. You got to make sure he's tackled. All right?
Yeah.
You got to make sure Alvin Kamara is tackled.
Don't just try to do one of those little forearms or something like that.
Wrap him up.
Yeah, you got to wrap him up.
Take him to the ground. Yeah. You've got to make sure that Alvin Kamara is tackled because he's just that great. He's real smooth, deceptively fast, can get into small creases and then just get out the back door. He is that good of a player. The other one I had was, don't let Taysom Hill do what he always does to damn Falcons when he plays the Falcons. You know what I mean? Like, I can see because of the way Derek Carr is struggling, they might put him in at quarterback and let him throw some balls. You know, just don't let that dude – don't let him.
The last time that these two teams played was not long ago, week four of this season, right?
Uh-huh.
Alvin Kamara went 19 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown. 15 yards was his long. He was effective. He also had 7 catches for 42 yards. Taysom Hill got hurt. In the first half, before he got hurt, he scored 2 touchdowns.
Yes.
But they scored 24 points. The 3 touchdowns were those two guys.
Yes.
Like, those are the guys. The,
yes.
And that was with, I think, Olave played in that game, had 87 yards receiving. He's hurt, so he's not in this game.
Right.
Rashid Shaheed played that game. He had 83 yards receiving. He's out for the season.
Yep.
So, like, the other weapons they had that day aren't there.
Right.
On Sunday, Kamara and Taysom are going to be there.
Damn sure.
And you know, they are
your best offensive players, so you're going to see a lot of those two guys.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of those two guys in the game at the same time. I know they were trying this thing with Taysom Hill playing fullback and lead blocking for Kamara. Don't do that.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, no, that didn't go well. Because
he can't do everything.
Of everything that he is, he ain't no damn ISO football, ISO running play fullback.
Remember when the Falcons, early in the season, tried to use Algier like that?
Yeah.
Boy,
cost him a damn game.
That feels like a long time
ago. Who did they lose the game? Who did they lose to?
I don't remember if that was Kansas City.
Was that Kansas City? It was Kansas City.
Yeah, we're a long way from there.
Yeah, man.
Thankfully. And I feel like this team's a long way from where they were when they played the Saints the first time. Now, they beat them, but remember, in order to beat them that day, they didn't score any offensive touchdowns.
They didn't score a touchdown.
They had a special teams touchdown on a terrible play. I think that was by Rashid Shaheed as well. I don't know why he even fielded the punt, fumbled it, and they scored a touchdown there. Pick 6 for Troy Andersen. That's the last time Troy Andersen played, right?
He should play this week.
Supposed to play on Sunday, so that'll be good. Maybe, I don't know if he can have that type of game, but it'll be good to have him back. And then Young Wei Koo made 4 field goals.
Yep, including?
Including a 58-yarder, which was his career
high. Because they were bull-jiving around.
And on that final drive, the only yards they picked up were on a pass interference play. So, yeah, it feels like a very different football team from an Atlanta perspective than it was that day. You need to turn those 4 scoring opportunities that Young Wei, at least 3 of them, turn 4 of those Young Wei field goals into 3 touchdowns and a field goal. Add a field goal to it, that's fine. But four of those opportunities need to be field, or 3 of those opportunities need to be touchdowns.
Yeah. Number one key for me, Andy, go punch him in a mother loving face.
I have that too, but I wrote it different.
I wrote it how I was supposed to say it.
I wrote start fast, which is similar.
Yeah.
Same idea, though.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Punch him in a mother loving face. You know how you corral or you take away that new coach energy and that galvanizing of the troops? You go hit them in their damn face.
Yeah, you remind them.
You remind them they're bad.
It's their fault.
Yes.
It wasn't Dennis Allen's
fault.
It's their fault.
Exactly.
They've lost seven games in
That's what you got to go in there and do. You cannot, because, all right, the atmosphere, new coach, everything is going to be that. And then you got the Falcons coming into town. The rivalry that it is, you got those people. And you know one thing about these damn Falcon fans, they going to be in that building. All right, because they want to add to the misery. You want to walk out of there, which is and taunting and all that. Just don't get laid out just don't get knocked out in the Superdome.
That's a key to
don't be face down in the French Quarter with a Michael Vick jersey on. All right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't be face down because you messing with them New Orleans fans. Yeah. All right,
that's a key to your side. Yeah, yeah. If you're going to that game, just enjoy it.
Just have a good time
there. Enjoy it.
Don't be face down in the French Quarter. You know, because I'm just telling you, you can't get that stench off for a while.
No, yeah.
You can't get that one off for you.
You smell like that gutter for a
while. Yeah, man, don't get it.
What's the worst jersey to get knocked out in?
A Michael Vick jersey.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, like you get knocked out in a
Jesse Tuggle jersey is a tough one to get knocked out in.
I mean, like if you got a Young Wei Koo jersey,
you might get knocked out. You might get your ass dropped.
But yeah, you walk around with Michael Vick, a Julio Jones, you can't get dropped.
Yeah, you don't get knocked
out.
Yeah, you don't get Julio jersey.
Yeah, but say like
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even know what to say.
I know, because basically you just call whoever it is calling them soft.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Yeah.
I was going to call.
I know exactly who you're going to say. Well, there's two. There's two that I think you know exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Just, no matter what jersey you're wearing.
Don't get your ass dropped in the French.
I think this is reasonable because I'm not putting a number on it. The Saints aren't particularly good at getting to the quarterback.
No.
They got 19 sacks on the season. They're bottom 10.
Hold on.
How many 10 more than the Falcons.
I was about to say.
Twice as many as the Falcons have.
Right.
So that is what I'm getting to. I'm not making fun. We're in no position to throw stones.
Right.
Can the Falcons have more sacks than they allow?
I'll
take one.
Yeah.
But then you don't give up any.
Cam Jordan is, in my opinion, a Hall of Fame player.
Yes.
He's a damn sure Hall of Fame when he plays the Falcons.
Yeah.
Now, he has not been good this year.
No.
He has not done what he's done and everything.
He's in the twilight.
He's in the twilight of his career. Don't let him have a resurgence. You know what I mean? Don't let him have a resurgence. Yeah. I don't know what that damn sack dance is, because he got one off me and did that raggedy thing.
Really?
It wasn't. Well, it was like, remember how Kyle got beat? Kyle got beat on the last week.
Yeah.
Same exact thing, except we were running a play to the right where it's a sprint, fullback pitch, and Phillip held the damn ball. And he just,
that was my thought. I was like, that must have been when you played for San Diego.
Yeah.
Just have more sacks than them.
Yeah.
It's one, let them, because that's one thing we talked to Duane Ledford yesterday, the Falcons offensive line coach. They're allowing the same amount of quarterback pressures this year as they have for years. Mm-hmm. Like the offensive. Same, but they're allowing way less sacks. And I think that's a big credit to Kirk Cousins and getting the ball out, and being smart and all that kind of stuff. But don't get sacked.
Oh man, I got to change I might have to change one of my picks. Saw Will Levis start this weekend for the. No, I'm just playing.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Chargers, but
Chargers.
Yeah, Will Levis start. Never mind.
Chargers are going to beat
them.
All right, those are the keys to a win. Falcons are going to win.
Go punch them in their face.
Be 7-3 when we come back on Monday. Equal your win total for each of the last three seasons. All right. AMA is next. The phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up on a happy hour Friday. Ask us anything. We will answer coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.